If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, it's me, Sam Stein, managing editor of The Bulwark. I am joined by Will Summer. This is not Mega Mondays. It's Tuesday. This is not part of the franchise. We're just here to riff about the upcoming GOP convention, which starts Wednesday. Are you excited, Will?
You know, I'm pumped. I love these big, you know, fabulous Republican events. There's supposed to be some secret special guests, all this kind of stuff. I really get into the pomp and the circumstance.
Is there anything crazy happening around this? It seems the predominant sort of takeaway is that this is dull and that it's going to be kind of a snoozer and people are like, what are they going to be talking about? Like, what are you hearing?
Well, I think the craziest thing is probably the price tag. If you're a lawmaker who wants to attend, you have to pay. If you're a Republican, you have to pay $25,000. And that gets you two tickets to the convention and a hotel room. And so now, admittedly, some of the battleground ones, they don't have to pay. But that has only actually infuriated the sort of the regular Republicans who now have to go and kind of cough up sort of a tribute to put on the convention.
And where does that money go? Do we know? I'm assuming to some sort of Donald Trump committee of some sort.
Yeah, presumably, you know, some kind of convention operation. But I think there is some bad blood. And that explains why I think so many are sitting out the convention.
Yeah, this seems ill-informed. It's like one thing to just, you know, throw a convention and maybe you want to make a big sort of show and message your way through, which is admittedly a very difficult midterm. But you're taking candidates off the trail, which is not great. And then on top of that, you're forcing them to spend money that they need to campaign on tickets for who knows what, money that they probably would like to use like advertising. So not sure this one's going to work. And then I looked at the actual itinerary and boy, it seems like a snoozer. I got to be honest with you. Have you seen this thing?
Who do we have?
There's a number of lawmakers who are going there and we can, you know, there's like interesting names, not people who you would not expect, like Mike Lawler's going there. He's in a tough race in New York. But a lot of people are notably not going. Susan Collins of Maine, John Sununu, Dan Sullivan in Alaska. I suppose it's a pretty far away to go, but he's in a tough race. Mike Rounds, Tommy Tuberville, not going. You would think Tommy Tuberville would go there. John Cornyn, it's his home state, not going. Michelle Tafoya, Senate candidate from Minnesota, not going. We contacted a bunch of people from the House. They're not going. Politico reports that they surveyed 70 Republican members. 45 said they do not plan to attend. Or are still considering. So, you know, a lot of people are just saying, eh, let's not go. I was more talking about the content of the convention. Like there's like a fairly, you know, straightforward itinerary they put out about like what they're going to be talking about. I'll read a few of these. You tell me if they excite you. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Wednesday, this is starting tomorrow. We're taping this on Tuesday. Opening session focuses on tax relief, including the Working Families Tax Cut Act, expanded standard deductions, and the child tax credit increases. Early blocks also highlight anti-fraud efforts at the Department of Housing and Urban Development.
Wow. That's going to get the people going.
All right. Oh, here's one. It's also Wednesday. Candidate showcase highlighting GOP contenders in targeted congressional districts alongside discussions on the no tax on tips policies, red state governance, and national traditions. Then the one after that, speakers address the American First trade policy, school choice expansion, opposition to gender ideology in youth sports and government accountability. And then eventually we get to the evening ceremony, which it looks like there's going to be remarks from J.D. Vance. And Trump's going to be there and he'll say something. But I expect on the first night, he's not going to give too big remarks. So, yeah, it seems like, I don't know, not much to talk about.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, we had discussed sending me to this, whether it would be this kind of, you know, spectacle of Trumpism of 2026 or whatever. And, you know, I do think it just looks a bit boring, to be honest. It looks like kind of like when we watched the Trump speech at the Great American State Fair, kind of low energy. It's sort of just like, yeah, I guess, you know, it is striking how few Republicans are going to this thing. I mean, I think that tells you, you know, what the Trump brand is like, even among Republicans right now, that they kind of want to, oh, yeah, maybe I'm going to distance myself. I saw one lawmaker, I think, told Politico or Axios, you know, I think it's a great time to be home with my family. Or, you know, people were saying, oh, you know, unfortunately, I have a wedding I got to go to. You know, oh, darn it. My cousin's getting married.
An extended Labor Day celebration just happens to be gone for four more days.
This message is sponsored by Quince, and I am genuinely excited to talk about Quince because I have been shopping at Quince for years, since long before they were a sponsor, since long before I think we had a YouTube page. I have been getting gifts for family, clothes for myself, even their bedding. I use Quince bedding. I love Quince. And most recently, with my baby son, I've discovered that they also have excellent baby clothes. See, the things that I've always liked about Quince, the great quality, the really comfortable materials, the really classic styles that are easy to wear in any situation, apply to all of their clothes, including little baby onesies. Who's to say you can't wear a turtle print just every day? And when you're buying clothes for a baby who seems to grow out of everything overnight, getting quality without the huge price tag is a pretty great combination, because baby clothes, I discovered, are really expensive, and Quince has great deals. Quince uses premium materials like organic cotton, merino wool, and 100% Mongolian cashmere. I didn't know Mongolian cashmere was a thing, but it's great. Believe me, it's so soft. I love it. They price everything 50 to 80% less than similar brands by cutting out the middleman. That's what I love about Quince. It's become a place where I can shop for the whole family, from my clothes to my son's clothes, everything we need, because they also have bedding and things for the bathroom and kitchen essentials and even furniture. I want to try out the Quince furniture. Find your next fall favorites at Quince. Download the Quince app for app-exclusive offers, or go to quince.com/bulwarktakes. Get free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada and the United Kingdom as well. That's quince.com/bulwarktakes.
So, I think, and, you know, I would say, like, also in the broader MAGA grassroots and right-wing media, I'm not hearing a lot about this. You know, I think that, you know, there's one, I know Mike Cernovich was promoting some kind of, like, C-tier grifter event that's, like, an hour outside of Dallas or something that's coincides with this. But otherwise, there's really, you know, not a lot of, like, natural excitement.
Yeah, and it might be because it's not being particularly well run. We have a guy on the ground there. I'm going to withhold his identity for safety considerations. Just kidding. But he's alerting me that they don't really have many, like, maps or schedules or itineraries to actually hand out. The thing I'm reading you is just from some local website that got some, what they call a full schedule, but this seems pretty unfull. So it has the potential to be a disorganized mess.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, that's always fun to watch, right? I mean, yeah. You know, if it is kind of one of these classic, you know, America 250 type events that you know, it becomes a shambles.
I mean, I hadn't thought about that.
It could, and it is being open to the public. And so, you know, maybe they pack it in and then something goes wrong. I mean, I will say, like, I've been following this event pretty closely. I noticed just a few weeks ago they were looking for volunteers. I was like, geez, you know, you would think you would have this planned out a little more. You know, it does seem a bit slapped together.
Do you think the guy who was arrested for touching himself to the Cirque de whatever is going to show up?
Yeah, the Uncle Sam guy. You know, well, I don't know. One January 6th lady claims they're trying to recruit J6ers to attend.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, we're kind of scraping the bottom of the barrel there. We got to pack these seats.
Two more data points to suggest that this may have not been particularly well thought out. One is Wednesday night happens to be the NFL kickoff, Patriots Seahawks Super Bowl rematch. So they're going against that. Thursday night is actually a great game too. It's 49ers Rams. It's on Netflix. Trump's going against that. We'll see if he can draw a crowd. I'm not totally confident. I think people love their football. The other thing was that the URL for the convention, the unofficial site, GOPDallas2026.com, was directing to the Epstein Files database for some period of time, the one that's run by the Justice Department. I don't know if it's still going there. Let me see. Let's see. Hold on one second. I'm putting it into my thing. Yeah. As I speak, I just typed it in. It goes right to justice.gov/Epstein, and that's the database. So they should have gone on top of that. This is like several days old now. I'm not sure why they haven't really dealt with that one. So we shall see. So no real MAGA movement presence, no TPUSA presence.
I'm sure some people will be there. And obviously, you know, tying in with that, it also coincides with the Charlie Kirk anniversary. So there's going to be some remembrance there. So probably some Turning Point USA elements will be there. But yeah, overall, I mean, I'm just not seeing, you know, I think, you know, it's kind of another sign that, you know, the Republican Party and the movement is kind of positioning himself for the post-Trump world, even though I would say he very much does not want that to happen and is why he's doing this. You know, I do want to bring up that, you know, the RNC chair was on Benny Johnson. And as I said, he's saying, you know, maybe there's going to be some special guests. They had Hulk Hogan at the 2024 convention ripping his shirt off. And so he was saying, you know, obviously Hulk can't join us anymore. Yeah, that would be a real surprise guest. But, you know, who knows who it'll be this time. But he was saying, you know, in the past we've had Lara Trump. And of course, she's a real big get, you know. Oh, sure. Okay. But so we'll see.
Who would you pinpoint if you had to guess, put you in a spot, like the big surprise guest, if there is one?
Kelsey Grammer. He's kind of been on the publicity trail lately.
That's a weak guest. Alexis Watkins.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Cash Patel's girlfriend. Why? How did we get a Lando star like this?
Yeah, no, we'll see. I did note that one of these sections is about girls or boys and girls sports. Trans issue seems to be like exactly what they are leaning into, like very heavily, because they have very little else to do. I was struck Elon Musk's super PAC or PAC, whatever it is, put out an ad today. I think it's their first foray into the ad wars. And literally, it goes out to share about, literally it's all about trans rights and trans scare. Let's watch this. The music is taken out of the ad for copyright issues, but you can still hear the ad. So let's play it.
Just 2 years ago, we fired Sherrod Brown because Brown put the trans agenda ahead of Ohio's values. Sherrod Brown voted to let biological men play women's sports. He supported legislation to allow biological men to enter women's locker rooms and bathrooms. Brown even backed taxpayer-funded sex changes on children. That's why we gave Brown a pink slip. Make sure you vote this year. Let's defeat Sherrod Brown and his radical agenda.
It's just, it's right. Like, that's it. I mean, this is obviously Elon's kind of obsessed with this topic. And that's, you know, it would take a long time to sort of dive into the psychology there. One of his kids is trans. But like, that's it. That's all they're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, we saw that as well with the Enos Kanter attempts to join the WNBA. There's this real kind of like midterm push just to talk about like trans people playing sports as like the big, you know, can we get this back in the headlines somehow? You know, make people think. I think it's pretty clear Democrats have kind of retreated on this issue, and I think it's probably much to Republican chagrin. And so now they're really trying to bring it back up.
And it's like, well, I guess if I'm a voter in Ohio, and maybe it works, it worked last time, but. Am I like, okay, yeah, like Sherrod Brown's going to be a senator and Donald Trump will still be president. Therefore what? Like, we'll just like, you know, pass, you know, laws just absolutely expanding trans rights everywhere. I mean, that's not going to happen. I don't know. I'd argue that you'd have a couple years of Trump to run on or to run against, frankly, and that'd be more persuasive for the voters. But who am I? One other ad that I want to talk about is this Ken Paxton ad that was put out today. Pure AI, just not even like remotely trying at this point, goes against James Tallarico. Again, culture war heavy. This one a little bit more about biblical stuff. But let's watch this.
In the beginning, God was non-binary, and he wasn't a Christian. And God said, let there be six genders, and there were. Then God so loved the world that he gave us his only son, who was a radical feminist and never asked people to worship him. Look, I always think of myself as a Christian who hates Christianity.
James Tallarico, wrong for Texas.
America is not a Christian nation.
And wrong for America, too.
I'm Ken Paxton, picture. And wow. I approve this message.
that's a crazy one. We need a better picture, Ken, for your own kid.
Ken slurring his words a little bit there at the end. I'm not sure why they didn't try a second take on that. I guess I'm curious about this whole, like, we're going to just do pure AI it. You know, it's kind of Spencer Pratt-y, although not as insane as Spencer Pratt stuff. Does this work? I mean, I look at that. I'm like, first of all, it doesn't sound like James Tallarico. Secondly, like, I'm just distracted by the use of AI.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say it is clever of them to say the King James Tallarico Bible. It works pretty well. But yeah, I mean, this is, you know, I think it's somewhat effective in some ways. I mean, it does kind of string together all these quotes that, you know, are legitimate Tallarico quotes, albeit, I'm sure, taken out of context in many cases. But yeah, I mean, this
why
is...
Why not just use his quotes? Why not have a narrator read them? It's a distraction to have it all be AI.
Yeah, you know, there might be something to that. Also kind of like almost like a claymation Tallarico. It looks a bit distracting. Maybe that's just the AI. But I think, you know, obviously this seems to be where it's headed. And Republicans, I think, are leaning a lot more into the AI than Democrats are. But I think Democrats would be wise to jump on it. I hate to say it.
Oh, man, you're a nihilist. I'm an originalist. Jesus. Okay. Well, look, we're going to have a lot more to talk about. You and I are going to be doing some of the live streaming. So our coverage plans are this. We got Sonny Bunch on the ground in Dallas, okay? He's going to be checking in and out, jumping on our live feeds. But we're going to go live both nights, Wednesday night and Thursday night. So the idea here is to start a little bit before the keynote speech. Again, Wednesday night's going to be Vance. Thursday night's going to be Trump. They're both going on roughly around 9 p.m. Eastern. It's a little late for my blood, but whatever. So we'll try to get on around 8:45, but these things are in late, so we're going to be a little bit flexible. But people should tune in. We're going to open it up, watch it together, and then give you our immediate analysis on how it all went down. I'm on Wednesday night. I think Tim's going to be anchoring on Thursday night. What night do we have you on for?
I think I've been told, you know, whenever they want me. I will say, though,
you're always wanted.
You know, I'm a native Texan, and so I will have lots of homegrown wisdom, such as, for example, where did they get kolaches and stuff like that. A lot of good Texas thoughts.
What a tease that you can learn about the origins of kolaches. That's really exciting stuff. All right, people are going to be tuning in. Should have set record numbers for our YouTube channel. Thank you, Will. Appreciate it, everyone. Subscribe to the Bulwark. Subscribe to this feed so you can watch us take in, Mystery Science Theater style, the GOP midterm conventions Wednesday, Thursday, only on the Bulwark YouTube. Take care.
Until now, the data your AI depends on has been trapped behind ever-increasing cloud fees. Wasabi created Hot Cloud Storage and is redefining cloud storage for the AI era, delivering simple, predictable cloud storage for AI, analytics, media, and more. Your data is free to move, fast to access, and ready when your AI needs it. Hidden fees add up fast as AI workloads grow. Wasabi's flat pricing eliminates all of it. One rate, no surprises. Learn more and try now for free at wasabi.com. Wasabi, the AI storage cloud. Proud partner of the iHeart Podcast Network.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural, because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.